Good morning and welcome to the Midweek Devotion Coffee with Ann. George and I spent yesterday, part of this Labor Day holiday, hiking with my son and his wife and just enjoying the surroundings. We ate lunch in a small town pharmacy, and while waiting for our takeout meal, mask on, I came across this definition of coffee on a table coaster in the gift area of the shop. Quote, a magical substance that turns, get out of my face, into, good morning, honey. Agree or disagree, it made me chuckle. So sit back, sit and listen. Hopefully we will all be at the good morning, honey portion of the definition when we have completed our time. Okay. Proverbs 21:13. Whoever shuts their ears to the cry of the poor will also cry out and not be answered. As the COVID pandemic continues, I have almost come to adjust to the limitations it entails. I've gotten used to the face mask, takeout food or delivery, grocery store delivery, social distancing, even with family, and shopping online. I have also noticed that since our social life has diminished greatly, we have a little more leftover money in our monthly budget than before. During this time, I am aware that so many have lost jobs, small businesses built up over years of hard work have shut their doors, leaving the owner and all those who worked hard to provide a product or a service without an income. Many hardworking folks have not been able to cover expenses, including food. Some have returned to work, but many still are struggling as the economy slowly recovers. For those of us who have not been touched so drastically financially, this whole COVID threat has been more of an inconvenience than a catastrophe, with the huge exception of loss of a friend or loved one to this silent danger. When I read this proverb this morning, I felt a need to reflect on the messages regarding helping the poor. They are throughout the Bible. And the life of Jesus once again models the significance of caring for those in need. His message is for all of us, but he, his disciples, and the thousands that searched him out to listen to his message of hope were overwhelmingly the poor, those hoping for something better. Those of us who have much become convinced that we need more. If you live in a nice, safe neighborhood, as many of us do, it is very, very easy to distance ourselves from those who are in need of the basics of life. More than likely, you are well-educated and trained in a needed skill that, except for the most dire circumstances, keeps you employed. But for those who have little education and no specific skills, they are those who are hurt most by the COVID pandemic. Solomon warns us that whoever shuts their ears to the cry of the poor will also cry out and not be answered. The Bible commentary on this verse says, quote, we should work to meet the needs of the poor and protect their rights. We may be in need of such services ourselves someday. I suspect Solomon drew from God's message through Moses in Deuteronomy. God is speaking to Moses. If among you one of your brothers should become poor, you shall not harden your heart or shut your hand against your poor brother, but you shall open your hand to him and lend him sufficient for his need, whatever it may be. for the poor you will always have with you in the land. Therefore, I command you, you shall open wide your hand to your brother, to the needy, and to the poor in your land. Deuteronomy 15:7-11. God speaking. Then in John 12:7, Jesus echoes these words, for the poor you will always have with you in the land. We all continue to pray for a vaccine and treatment improvements which appear to be on the way, and thus jobs are coming back slowly. We all hope this time next year this will be a thing of the past we can reflect on as the COVID year. But let us not forget COVID either. Let us not forget those in need. It would be well for us if gratitude is not enough to inspire a generous heart, to heed the warning Solomon gives in the second part of Proverbs 21:13. Whoever shuts their ears to cry of the poor will also cry out and not be answered. Poverty is a reality of life. It is something that can hit any and all of us. Those with much can forget about those who are without. Let all of us who have found a little extra money in the budget during this year of COVID not forget about those in need and the organizations, charities, churches where our extra will provide for those in need now. And most certainly in the future, when COVID is not the threat it is today, but poverty is still with us. Please pray with me. Lord, I pray that those of us who have that extra will become uncomfortable with the thought we have much while others have little. I pray generosity will swell in our hearts, and we will act upon it. In your precious name, dear Jesus, amen. Thank you again for being with me, and may the Lord bless you and yours.